The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to talk about confession, and I'm particularly wanting to share about positive confession. Now, we know that there is a need to confess our sins, to confess our faults, to be honest with God and with others about the areas that need to change. And we look to God to change, and we truly repent. We don't have an attitude which accepts these things. We say, no, this is unacceptable. I don't want this. I want to change. It's good to make that confession. But Paul, when he's talking to the Romans in chapter 10 and verse 9, he says something which I think is very, very important. He says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. What Paul is sharing is that it's good to confess positive truth. Jesus is Lord, and to have no shame and no question, no doubt, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is my Lord, Jesus is my Saviour, Jesus has taken my sin, Jesus is God, Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This positive confession is really good for us. It's good for us to confess our sins and weaknesses, but it's also extremely good for us to actually make that positive confession, that declaration of who Jesus is. And it's ever so important in terms of your Christian life and walk. People need to hear that you are not mealy-mouthed, you're not in two minds. You declare, I am a Christian, I belong to Jesus. I have been purchased with his blood. I confess Jesus as my Lord. I'm not ashamed. Jesus is Lord. The gospel is the power of God. I confess that Jesus is my healer. I confess that Jesus is my deliverer. I confess that Jesus is my creator. And when we speak positively about who Jesus is, it actually does something within your soul. It's not about convincing your mind. It's not a game. It's not manipulating yourself or pushing yourself, forcing yourself. But when we confess Christ, then God is at work within us, and he will make that ready to bless us. I guess that one of the real privileges I've had as a preacher for, well, I was preaching at the age of 13, so we're talking about nearly 60 years. And I tell you, one of the happiest times for me is sharing the word of God, confessing truth. Now, I sincerely trust that the people who listen are blessed, but I can tell you that I am blessed. I just love to talk about the cross. I just love to talk about the goodness of God. I love to talk about the way that the wrath of God has been satisfied through the blood of Jesus. I love to share truth. And as I confess that truth, as I speak out that truth, then I find that in my own heart, I get such a blessing. It's important that we do speak up for Jesus. Let's make sure that our confession is about his goodness. It's good when you get married, you make vows, you make promises. And you don't mumble them. You don't sort of whisper them. It's good when you say, I take this woman to be my wife. I will love her and cherish her. I will care for her. I will be unselfish. I'm going to love her as Christ loved the church. And it's rather nice when you hear the confession of your partner saying, yes, and I will love him, even though I know he's far from perfect, but I will still love him. I will still support him. I will still stand with him. These confessions are exceedingly meaningful. When you get baptized and someone says, you know, have you repented of your sin? Yes, I have. That confession is powerful. Have you put your faith in Christ who died to save you? Yes, I have. Speaking these truths actually is a dynamic that will make you blessed. It's not mind over matter. It's not manipulation, as I've already said. But it is so good. You know those people who are always confessing misery? Oh, it's a terrible day and life is hard and all these things are going wrong. And that sort of confession, quite frankly, wears you down. But when people say, yes, it's pouring with rain, but I'm still going to do what God has told me to do today. Yes, the last time I shared a message in that place, somebody was incredibly offensive and really was very critical. But I'm still going to go back. I will still go and preach the word. I will not give up. And that sort of determination, that declaration, God will bless me. That's what God wants to do. He wants to bless you. So let's make the good confession. Keep confessing your sin. Keep getting right with God. But please, I encourage you, I encourage myself. Let us declare with great conviction, Jesus is Lord. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.